Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 6 for Thursday, August 4th. I'm Phil Front-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger Thursday, taking some direction from advances in Chicago soy oil. Canola was up $1 to $3, the November contract up $1.90 at $447.90 per ton. Ideas that canola was looking oversold from a chart perspective were supportive, although the Canadian oilseed did lag the soy complex to the upside, and some fund traders were still thought to be on the sell side. Large production prospects also weighed on values as end users have little reason to pay up for supplies ahead of the seasonal harvest. Strength in the Canadian dollar was another bearish influence, with the currency up by 0.4 cents relative to its U.S. counterpart. While the industry is anticipating a large crop, there are also still enough areas of concern across the prairies to provide some underlying support for the futures. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were up, but corn and wheat were both down. The USDA releases its latest production estimates next week Friday, and positioning ahead of that report was behind some of the activity. Large movements in the outside currency markets were also at play today as the U.S. dollar index climbed higher in reaction to news that the Bank of England was cutting interest rates to its lowest levels ever. Soybeans were steady to up 5 cents, the November contract up a penny at $9.57 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 540,000 tons old crop and over 1.1 million tons new crop were at the high end of expectations and gave beans a bit of a boost. Overnight gains in Malaysian palm oil were also supportive for the U.S. soy complex, with soy oil leading to the upside. Weather uncertainty remains a feature at this time of year, although yield prospects are thought to be large overall across the Midwest for the time being. For corn, prices were down 2 to 4 cents, the September contract down 4 at $3.21 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn sales were mixed with old crop business, the third worst of the past year, but with new crop still solid and nearly 900,000 tons. Declining production forecasts out of the Black Sea region and Eastern Europe were supportive, but the big North American crops and generally bearish technical outlook weighed on prices. For wheat, prices were down 2 to 4 cents, the September contract in Chicago down 7 at $4.03 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat exports were disappointing at 326,000 tons. That accounted for some of the weakness in the futures. Concerns that the discovery of unapproved genetically modified wheat in Washington state will disrupt future export business added to the softer tone. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, August 4th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Front-Workington.